It is the Basketball Wives reunion show, and so much went down. On the show, Tammy walks out, Evelyn is forgiving Jackie, OG and Kristen are still going at it, and so much more. It's all coming up on this after show.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
to the end of the road. Still I can't let go. It's unnatural. You belong to me. I belong to you.
That's how we feel right now. Come to the end of the road of this season of Basketball Wives.
Emotional Woo. Monday, y'all.
It is very emotional.
Very emotional.
Hey guys, I am Elle Marie, and we have a full panel tonight.
Yes, it's your boy Jay Lamar, and I am here.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's your girl Shells Yvette.
Yes, our last Monday together, y'all. I'm Kayla Renee.
Whoop, whoop. So, like I said, it was so much going down.
It was.
On this episode, like I said, Tammy walks out. We've got Jackie and Evelyn kind of making amends. And we talked about that because last week they were at like a pool party or something together. And just everything that went down on this week's episode. So kind of kicks off with like everyone acknowledging the fact that Jen isn't there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She decided to skip the reunion.
Yes.
Dang, Jen.
And then they decide to have Jackie call her. As if she was going to answer the phone.
I mean, I can see why Jennifer, like I said last week, I can definitely see why Jennifer is not there.
I can too, but I just got a question. So Kristen doesn't have a lock on her phone?
It's so staged.
No,
it was so staged.
No,
oh, Jackie, just
don't call her.
Oh right. My God.
Oh my God. How do you know her number?
But wait, aren't they good friends? So it's like, why was Jennifer just denying her call like that?
Right.
Like, you didn't answer it.
Like, but I wish y'all would have somebody on the cast that I don't like. Call my phone.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be a problem.
They're gonna get checked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Period.
If you answered, look, she don't even know that it was Jackie calling until she gonna hear the voicemail.
That's so true. But it was so staged. I was like, really? And Christian was like, no, don't.
Right,
gracious.
Like no fight. Like I don't like Kristen. We have a little bit of a clip to show you guys from that moment when Jackie calls Jen.
So theatrical.
Jackie calls Jen. The moment.
Yes.
The moment where Jackie calls Jen and then left her a voicemail. Right. Like if you like, just hang up,
she's not gonna listen to it.
And then Jackie wasn't even clear and concise. I just don't know. Like why are you not here? Like I don't. I'm just confused.
Like, didn't she just give you like mom vibes? Like, you need to call me right now, sweetheart. It was, let me know why you're not here.
It was like when you don't show up to like the family reunion or
right?
like
exactly.
a holiday gathering.
Your auntie call you.
Yeah. Why aren't you here? We love you.
Let's take a look.
And I promise, I was definitely not prepared to touch another table. I had one Dolce, and I was going to sit here and be pretty.
Pretty.
Okay. Tony, how does this affect her employment prospects?
It's not a good thing not show up to the reunion. Prospect.
It's kind of a thing. Like, you got to show up.
It's foul. She should be here. And, I mean, you got her number. Call her, Kristen.
I'm not calling her.
Can I call her?
We could try.
I'ma just find out what's wrong with it.
Look, we ain't planned this, so
we ain't planned this.
Okay, that's how you know it was planned.
Please leave your message.
Jennifer, this is Jackie Christie. I know we're not the best of friends, but I really feel like you should be here. We're at the reunion and you really need to come and clarify a lot of that went down. You really should have been here. This is really just not cool that you're not.
Well,
okay,
we tried.
I'm gonna beg the girl. I tried.
I'm gonna beg the girl. Why you not here?
So literally, so a beg is one phone call. You called her once. I ain't gonna beg her. I called you one time. That's it.
I ain't gonna call no more.
But after you come in, even doing that much, and then have the nerve to say, "Well, I ain't gonna beg her." You might as well have.
Like,
she's not there. She's not coming. Why call?
But then on top of that, like, why was she calling? Like, she was just going to pull up down the street. Like, okay, I'm just
getting
my
hair, makeup, wardrobe.
I'll just come right now, girl. I'm down the street.
Well,
give me about 10
ready,
minutes.
So. I can say she stayed ready, so.
I will give her that.
She
may irk my nerves, but I will say she stays ready.
You know,
stays
I've late. Never seen anything, like, staged like this on the reunion. I see maybe fights, but this whole moment, and then for him to say, like, this ain't playing, y'all.
Well, I think that they were probably looking for a moment to include Jen or get people's opinion of Jen for the season. Because even throughout the episode, we didn't hear a lot. It was very little information or very little topics of Jen.
True.
Yeah. And which I feel like the whole season was based around Jen. Mm-hmm. Like, this would have been her reunion. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
Now, what if she would have just came out the back slaying, like, oh, no, I'm here. Oh, no, I'm here.
I'm here, but I'm going to sit right here. I'm not sitting up there with them.
Well, my security, so, because I'm not getting those tables thrown at me again.
No, I would respect. I would have mad respect for her. Like, I was like, yes.
Somebody would have tried to probably rush her.
I would have came in with a full entourage. Like,
but
being
she
extra.
Has no comebacks, and she knows that, so mm-hmm. why even?
I don't think nobody would have rushed her, because I feel like... I think everybody to me was on like a real, not a peaceful level, but like a respectful level. Yeah. Like nobody was mm-hmm. on 10. Nobody seemed to be like angry. You know, Evelyn had a little attitude, of course. Tammy had a little attitude too, but mm-hmm. nobody was like ready to fight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was very like, for the first time seeing them, they were very acting age appropriate with their attitudes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was like all your aunties are mad at each other.
Right.
It wasn't very childish. It was just kind of like, I ain't speaking to my sister Lorraine and mm-hmm. I ain't speaking to Sheila. And we just want
not the old lady names, Lorraine and Sheila.
I know. That's what they were
that's
giving me.
That's
not
my church aunties.
Right.
That's
right.
Exactly
well, you know, she got
Holy
Ghost.
Yeah. That's exactly what they were giving me. So that's what I was
it's like.
Like,
they may have to, like, kind of revamp how they set up the show. Like, you can still have basketball wise, but, like, maybe it can't really focus on drama because they are mm-hmm. getting a little too old for kind of like
speaking of
still be yelling
show,
at each other and like that.
I feel like they need to recast the entire. I would love to see a whole new
well,
cast.
We're gonna get into that.
Should they even start over though? You know what I mean? Like, maybe this should just
Shani
be the end of the road.
27 seasons in.
Okay.
Right. But Shani also has Shani's full court.
Yeah.
She doesn't technically.
She doesn't even need this.
She doesn't need it.
No, I. She's well, I think that this show is good. I think this is a good show. Like, it's a good show. You know, it's the only show that we have that we can tap into the women that are in the league, mm-hmm. in the various, you know, leagues or dating men in the league. So I think it's a good show. I just think it needs to be recasted. I think, like any other show, I think it's run its course with this particular cast.
Yeah. Are they dating men in the field?
Yeah, I was going to touch on that.
I don't know who they're dating. I think they're all single, like, except like, one or two.
Just about. And that's what
okay. Except, like, Tammy. Speaking with Tammy's, you know, like, boyfriend ain't no NBA.
Well, Jackie Kristen is the only basketball
player. Jackie Kristen, well, I don't know if he's actually currently playing right now.
Is he a coach?
Who's?
Kristen's boyfriend.
D-League.
I think he's a coach.
Oh, no, I think he plays overseas.
Yeah,
wasn't overseas. That, like, her issue? Because he was always gone. Like,
that's
all
he is. That's OG's issue.
No, oh, I know he play overseas, too, but I don't, like, I thought Thomas, now, I thought Thomas was the same thing.
But I thought he was a coach. Like, that's what I thought he traveled. Oh, man, he traveled a lot. Because remember, she was talking about getting a nanny? Because he's not home, so I thought he was a coach.
Mm.
I think
either coaches or plays overseas, probably, one or the other.
Either way.
You guys now let us know.
We're slim on these wives here.
Christian, OG.
Yeah,
Christian and OG were going at it again.
This is the first time I felt like Christian kind of had a little clap back.
She did.
She was just like, you wish you had what I had. And I was like, go, girl.
She's like standing in front of a TV in a thong, peg. And I was like, oh.
That's why, where her and
really low.
It was. Begging your man to want you or something like that. I would have been like, I would have got up. Like, oh, sis, throw it, where them hands at?
No, Christian should have got up.
You know what? That clip showed me that's why her and Jennifer are the same. Neither one of them are witty enough. They don't have quick clap back.
Oh, no, we talked about that. Very slow comeback.
Real slow.
OG said you're broke. Mm-hmm. OG said your house is small.
We have the clip.
OG came for your man. Those ain't fine words.
We actually have the clip.
Let's roll it.
Get into it.
Roll the clip.
I think it's a question about your sense of style.
Yes.
How do you describe your sense of style?
I'm not somebody who goes with the flow, really? And I don't care what anybody else thinks about it. I'm not dressing for you. I'm dressing for me.
Right. So. That's a good way to look at it. Malaysia, I see you shaking your head. You were one of the people who were somewhat critical of OG's fashion choices.
Well, yeah. She could leave the side boob at home because she don't have the boobs for it.
But so, that's my point right there. Who are you to tell my boobs what they can wear?
Somebody felt that.
That's actually my opinion.
Somebody got that message.
That was Shelby, man.
I mean, I'm definitely pro-woman, too. So you can do whatever you want. I gave my opinion, and my opinion still stands.
And I love my boobs. With that.
I'm happy for you.
I'm glad we could agree on that.
Okay.
Well.
So that was one with Malaysia.
And OG.
I have a couple things to break down in that one. Yeah, one, OG's sense of style in these wigs never improved the whole season. So I can agree with the other women on that one because it was like,
I mean, don't body shame. Like, fashion shame is okay. But, like, don't take it to body shaming. You know, with like, oh, she doesn't have the boobs too. So I was a little like, okay, Malaysia.
I feel like the reunion look was appropriate. It was nice. I didn't like the top. I wish the top would have been, like, shaped differently. Yeah. I don't think it was cute at all. But I think the color popped on her. Her hair was appropriate. That's what she should have been given, like, all season.
Mm-hmm. It still was very costume jewelry. Like, that was
that next season. And
I think the top
was too busy.
Could have been maybe a little bit larger. I think we were talking about, like, the small top. A little bit larger. Or then it's also just one of those things where it just doesn't work for your body type. Because I saw that outfit. I think it was a Fashion Nova outfit. But I saw it somewhere. And no shade, but it was someone that was a little bit of a smaller build. And it looked nice. Right. So sometimes everything is not going to work for your body type. Mm-hmm. So, like, it's like, know how to dress for your body.
I feel like since we're talking about fashion, we might as well just give out, like, who we thought slayed the reunion look.
No one.
No one to you?
No.
Kaylin?
Evelyn?
Maybe Jackie and her wig, because I think that's so
nice. No! You a lie? I
was being sarcastic.
That $2.99 shiny beauty spot's a wig.
No! I think if anybody...
Yo, with that pink little jacket that she... I was not here for Jackie's outfit.
Evelyn, from the waist up, looked amazing. Mm-hmm. I think she looked amazing.
I liked her makeup look. I would say Evelyn probably looked the best. One thing I can say about Tammy and Shawnee's outfit... They both look like they were too big for them. Like, Tammy's didn't move.
I think she had them shoulder, the shoulder pads.
And then
she had on a waist trainer, though.
But then Shawnee...
That was why.
You can see Shawnee's, like, her side was high, which means that it wasn't fitting to her body. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just wasn't a fan of anyone's looks, honestly.
I was kind of confused by Shawnee's wardrobe. To me, you're the boss.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exude that on television.
She should have came dressed to the nines.
Yeah. She should have. We kind of talked about Shawnee's style as well, stylist. Like,
oh, you know what? It looks like Shawnee's jacket is kind of ruffled. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's kind of poofy at the top.
Okay.
It's crazy.
It kind of goes around. Yeah.
I think she on the waist trainer because she couldn't sit properly because her breasts looked like they were like at her chin.
Mm-hmm. And it do look like she got a waist trainer.
Yeah, so I think that just wasn't right. It's crazy because I would almost give OG number two.
Her outfit is cute.
There's nothing wrong with CeCe's outfit. CeCe looks nice.
Oh, yeah.
I can also say I almost like this is how much of a non-factor CeCe is because I was like, wait, who is that?
See?
I forgot.
She said, did she even speak through during the reunion? But I forgot she lied.
I think the end belonged to her. At the end, she had like...
I couldn't really see her dress like that. Like, I just kind of... It looks like she just has like a gold dress on with some Louboutins. Yeah.
You know what? I don't like when a new dress is like blends with your skin like that because it really don't pop.
She should have had like a purple or like a blue or something. Like a nice color.
Mm-hmm. I've seen Tammy in some really beautiful things. And I have. You know, and I just... This outfit just
disappointing.
Wasn't... Yeah.
I mean, if we go to the other side of the couch, like you look at like Malaysia... So we look at Malaysia. Malaysia looks...
She going to church?
Church. Uh-huh. Very
Malaysia was too busy.
Yeah, very first lady.
Very busy.
I like to see Malaysia when she does those wigs, colorful wigs, and solid colors. Mm-hmm. Like, I would love to have seen her in, like, a royal blue or, like, a purple or something like that. That was just too busy. Mm-hmm. Jackie? Come on now, y'all.
Jackie needed to start over with that.
I feel like Jackie literally walks in her closet and she says, hey, I want to wear these shoes. And I want to wear this dress. And Doug, you like this jacket?
And you know he's saying yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
babe. It's
and then the wig, like, I feel like you make too much money.
The synthetic of it all. The synthetic of it all. I could not believe this wig.
That was a quick beauty supply.
I've seen Jackie look really beautiful this season. Makeup, everything. This aged her so much. She looked like someone's pimp auntie.
Yes.
Major
she looked like, what is the name they call the lady pimp people? I forgot the name of
it. Madame.
She looked like a madame. Mm-hmm. That's what she looks like.
I think that if she would have gave us, like, pantsuit, the wig isn't as bad.
The wig just needed to be combed a little bit.
Yeah,
like, styled
it's not
a little.
Bad. It's just the way she didn't deliver. She could have did it without the jacket. If she would have did the jacket.
I don't know, Jay.
I wanted to see, if she would have did it without the jacket and maybe a ponytail, it would have been better than this.
And then Christian looked like she's just going to work. Like, I could just see
her. Yeah, very much so.
Receptionist.
Yeah.
Running a little behind.
Cute, but it's, definitely
running a little behind. Just had to throw this pan. Her hair was on point, though.
Yeah, it was. Yes, her hair was beautiful.
I think she had, like, one of the best hairstyles, but... Yeah. The wardrobe. And then for your first reunion?
Oh, yeah. She should have slayed. Yeah.
And you the youngest. So it's like, you got to
I want to Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Right?
Like,
down. Wow.
This is the most casual reunion outfits I've ever seen.
Nothing goes together. So there was no theme.
No.
There could not have been a theme.
Yeah. Everybody just went for like whatever.
There was no, but like, there's no budget. There's no stylist. Go in your closet.
And you know, Malaysia feels as though, because she puts on a label, that's fashion.
Mm-hmm.
Labels aren't just fashion.
Like, so I wasn't going to throw a table. Like, okay, so
The Dolce and the Dolce ain't work. The Dolce didn't. No. it didn't work.
I mean, she looks beautiful, but it's not flattering for her.
Yes, yeah. I wish she would a solid color.
Yeah,
because that hair is on point. The makeup is good.
It was.
She was looking better in her confessionals throughout the season. Like, you should have stuck a one of them out.
Some of them. And then Shorty disappointed me, like, with the braids.
The auntie braids.
Them is her mommy braids.
Maybe she was like on a vacation after. Like,
right.
Them is her mommy vacation braids.
But you have enough money to where you could put them, take them out and put them braids right back in tomorrow.
She had a time.
They're small enough. She could have threw a wig over them.
I'm like, she never has time for her wardrobe.
Mm, she is a busy working woman. She's starting a weed thing. She got like 1,000 kids, you know. I'm gonna make all the excuses
to go back. To go back to Christmas life. We have
you trying to get a job with Shani.
I love you, Shani. Y'all, wait, to go back, we have confirmation. So Kristen's husband is a coach. He coaches Shawnee's son.
Okay, yes.
Shout out to China Foster. Thanks, girl, for doing the research.
Thank you, China,
for that.
Thank you so much.
Also, he just coaches high school.
He's in college.
He's one of those. I think he's one of those like private coaches.
Yeah.
Because I know when you're a high school student. When you're planning to go to college at a high level, like they have like their own private trainers.
So,
and coaches.
So y'all mean to tell me this man ever stepped in the NBA?
I think he played.
He only 20 at 9. How he retired?
Injury. Well,
injury.
Not getting picked up.
Because you got to understand, like,
retire before that deadline of like, ain't nobody coming to get you.
Well, you know what? Anybody that like is, I think like maybe like between the ages of like 27 on up, they were allowed to play at 18.
Oh, that's true.
So he could have had a good 7-8 year run and, you know, went overseas and then decided just to coach.
That's
so.
True. That is very true.
I know my sports.
Do you? Yeah. How long have you played?
Huh?
Interesting.
I can ball. You've seen me shoot my shot.
You know different types of balls?
And score.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Moving on.
Let's talk about Evelyn. And Tammy. I feel like what is their final beef, hopefully.
Yeah.
Because at this point, ladies, just understand y'all don't mesh well.
Let's just sweep them on off to the side. Like, you Evelyn know, and Tammy is just not.
Because of how low of a blow they both took by her saying you look like a crackhead and her diabetes.
The embryos.
And then the embryos. And then for Tammy to say you caused Chad to hit you. Like, they severed it to the point of no return because they both hit really low.
Exactly.
I don't think there's any room for them to really actually be friends. And then Evelyn seemed pretty fed up with the middleman position that Shani plays because she kind of threw her in there, and I've never seen Evelyn do that. She was just like, Shani, you tell both of us, me and Shani, like,
Tammy was like, up, Shani, speak up. Because
I
feel like, did I tell you that rumor?
What is weird? Shani usually will say, yeah, you said that, or that happened. So it was very shocking for her to be like, maybe she really just did not remember that conversation because she didn't confirm or she did not deny.
Yeah.
But usually she will say, yeah, you said that. Like, she plays the middleman very, very, very well.
Yeah.
But I do feel like Tammy was searching for a moment to be the victim.
Mm-hmm.
Because for her to say everything she said to Evelyn, then be like, how dare you make fun of my miscarriage or make fun of miscarriage that's not funny? Evelyn was like, Evelyn never even said nothing about.
Didn't Evelyn have a miscarriage?
Yeah. But Evelyn never even said nothing about your miscarriage. She said your eggs are fried.
And then Tammy, and she said that after Tammy threw out the, like, no embryo. Yeah. Like, you know, you were struggling with that at one point.
Oh,
why would you say that to another woman?
But then
like, try to give Tammy a little slack. Like, well, maybe she said this because of that, but that was just extremely low.
After Evelyn did a whole scene about how many she had and the fact that she has to do nothing without
being like a scar.
I think it's weird, though, too, that they said that Tammy said that she didn't want children anymore. Because I think one of y'all said it on a previous show. Yeah. Like, you know, does she not want children because she hasn't talked about it? Or she just, like, doesn't want to adopt or anything like that?
Yeah.
And I think that it's been proven, like, I don't think she wants children.
And that's okay.
Mm-hmm. That's just say it.
But
like
the dynamic with her boyfriend who might want children in the future, that's the hard part.
Yeah. Or I think she might be bitter about it. Or like we said, like how Evelyn was like, well, Shawnee, didn't she say that? Yeah. When Evelyn said that Tammy told them she couldn't have kids anymore. Mm-hmm. So, and then maybe you don't really want to come to terms with that. Mm-hmm. And now you want to be upset and act like, oh, I just don't want kids.
And Tammy just needs to stop being like that person that like lives in a glass house, but you want to throw stones and hide your hands. Oh, like, you know what I mean? Like, you're just like,
and then she had this.
And then it's like, oh, but no. I
right. Like, and then she had the nerve to walk off. Yeah. We have that clip too.
But before we get into that clip, it was very irritating because I remember earlier in the season, she sat at the table, and I think she was talking to Shawnee, or maybe it was somebody else. She was saying that how she was like, she's been scolded by the women since the beginning. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she was crying with Jackie.
Yeah, with Jackie. Yeah.
But since, I think since after her first season, every new girl that has came on the show, she did the same exact thing to them that Evelyn and Jennifer did to her.
Well, she spoke on it. She said she called it hazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And when people use that term outside of the Greek world, like, we're at a job.
Bullying.
It's
just
exactly.
Bullying.
We're at a job or we're out of school. Like, oh, you know, we have to do a little hazing.
No, we don't. We're grown women. There's no initiation. Like, either I want to kick it with y'all or I don't.
Like, and I feel like if I'm already going to face, you're already going to face scrutiny by being on television, period. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you think I want to be, you know, quote unquote, hazed by you when I know I'm going to be hazed by some of the viewers?
Yeah.
Like that's-
I was done maybe 3 or 4 seasons ago when Tammy attacked, was it Keisha?
Yeah.
That girl was so scared. She had, her purse was over here. She was over there. Tammy was like, come get your purse. The girl was like, standing there. Keisha was like, no, I don't want to come get it. Tammy was like, well, you're going to have to come get it. And then in her confessionals, I remember Tammy saying something of the sort like, well, I'm trying to teach her to stand up for herself. Sweetie, that's an adult. If she don't have
you, that's not your job.
Mommy, that's not your job to do that. It's such a bully tactic.
Yeah.
And the only person that's ever been able to get with her is Evelyn. Yeah. And that's why the moment that Evelyn had the you are non-mother effing factor and it took off that phrase,
she was gone. No, was, Tammy was jealous after that.
Oh, yeah.
It was like, no, really I gotta definitely hear her now.
Yeah.
Her feelings were really hurt. Like, somebody finally got me. Because she hasn't been
But it's
got.
Like, now, but see, now she feels like they're kind of like neck and neck because she was like, oh, Evelyn was like, you've been praying for you to have your own show. And she was like, yeah, and by the grace of God, I do. It's like, have you been in competition? Like, you and your Modern Chronicles is taking off now, and that's like equivalent to her non-mother effing factor. About her t-shirt and stuff.
But Tammy has had this bullying mentality since 91.
Yeah.
Since the real world. Y'all remember Tammy in the real world? Yeah. Like, she's had that mentality. Like, that's just who you are. Like, you've been like that for 25, 30 years.
Yeah.
You've been like that all your life.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, I do agree that she's at the point now where she feels like she's neck and neck with Evelyn. Mm-hmm. But Evelyn is on a different, to me, is on a different level.
They're on different spectrums. Like, why are y'all even trying to...
There's no competition.
After Evelyn did Ayana, she really did the work to become a better person.
She really did.
I kind of see it with Tammy with this clip, because Tammy walked off peacefully when we take a look at it, and I was kind of surprised. I thought Tammy was gonna like
be dramatic,
but she was just kind of like,
I completely agree that Evelyn did the work.
Evelyn did the work
because in Amsterdam, when she popped those earrings out, I was like, don't do it to GM, but then she was like, really walking away, like. Y'all know the old Evelyn. Miami Evelyn.
Bottle, earrings, run up on the table.
She would have threw another chair.
Forget a table.
Mm-hmm. She just would have had her because they were too close. Like, she was definitely just in arms reach.
And she wouldn't let her up.
Yeah, exactly.
Evelyn caught her a good season.
She did.
She caught her a good season.
She did. Let's take a look at this clip with Tammy. Yeah.
Let's see the walk off.
This one.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Yes.
How do you describe your sense of style?
I'm sorry. This is the wrong clip. Not this one.
Oh, that was the one that was.
That can't get.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. We're having some technical difficulties. I thought that the one with Tammy sitting down, we had. It was a third one. I seen Tammy's face. Neither of those. Oh, okay. Uh-huh. Sorry. We actually don't have the clip. I thought we did, guys.
It's no okay, worries. But everybody close your eyes and envision the walk-off. If you guys watched it, if you're super fans like us,
they watched it already. Our fans watched it.
I gotta go. I'm hungry and I gotta be.
I'm tired.
That was tired.
Yeah, I thought she was really walking off. I'm about to say, oh, you about to walk off? We should all walk off in the next
No, she walked off gracefully. She just kind of bowed out. She said she was tired. She walked to the car. And then she just got in the car, and I heard the producer say they have a package about her and her
Reggie,
and then she was like, I don't care.
This is my thing. I think it's come to a point to where they have no respect for VH1 or Shani mm-hmm. as a whole.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think when you get to that level, it's time to remove those people.
Yeah.
Because on any other show, Real Housewives of Atlanta, Andy would have been backstage.
Yeah.
And you don't see these
parts. You know what? We have a whole nother scene right. to film.
But y'all know that he's cutthroat.
You
better get back out here. Look. Yeah.
They get bonus. And I think that they get between like $25,000 and $30,000 for reunion. VH1 hosts do. Mm-hmm. I mean, VH1 people do. Andy Cohen went backstage and says, hey, that $75,000 I was giving you,
we'll take that away.
It's off the table. And in your contract? Yeah, we'll deduct that too.
Thank you for your
And you
services.
See those girls go all the way back. Kenya Moore, all the way back. I'm here, I'm back, I'm sorry. Apologies and everything.
Yeah.
With Tammy, they don't have that respect.
No.
True, and not showing up.
Because you're not about to walk, who about to walk away from $35,000?
And see, they probably don't even have people threatening their careers either. That's what I'm saying. You know, yeah. Backstage, like, you clearly let Tammy leave. Like, she didn't walk through thousands of people, took off the equipment, put on her regular clothes. She walked out in a t-shirt and some jeans. Like, what? She didn't went back and change the whole outfit.
I've noticed that. She
like getting in the car with Reggie talking about the door was locked.
Yeah, any other network, like, you're done. You know, and that's when Shawnee should have stepped in. And Shawnee keeps saying, well, you know, their jobs are on the line, their jobs are being compromised.
See, no, Shawnee is just like doing too much though, because it's like she's thinking, I think, the friendship thing of it. It's like you're continuing. I feel like she's clearly continuing, like, basketball wise, because these are her homegirls.
Yeah. Yes.
And they need a little check. So it's like, hey, girl, you know what? Times is a little rough right now, Shawnee. Let's bring back basketball wise next season, get a little coin for everybody.
But I feel like you still should respect me.
That's true.
This is my brand. This is my.
They run it over Shawnee.
I would have said, because nobody ever asked Shawnee, you know, is Tammy's job online?
Yeah.
Right. They were all focused on Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but the fact that Jennifer feels like she ain't got to show up, Tammy feels like she can walk off.
What's the point?
What's the point?
Mm-hmm. It's a circus.
Bring on some new girls that want to be there.
Let's have a little special segment.
Special.
Let's have a trade.
Ooh.
Of characters. So.
Y'all know who I'm going with.
You know who I want to get rid of.
Who are we going to kick it off with?
This is getting rid of, right?
And if you have a suggestion, maybe for an old cast member or someone that you know that's just on social media in this basketball world that might fit.
I would trade. I was gonna trade Tammy, but then it's like we kind of need that someone to stir the pot. No, okay. Well, I'm gonna trade Tammy, and I'm gonna bring Royce back.
Okay.
I like that.
I would trade Tammy and bring back, I'm going to do a combo deal. Mm-hmm. I would bring back Brandi Maxwell and DJ Duffy.
No. Not Brandi.
Really? I felt like the drama that Tammy needs to retire with is where DJ Duffy and Brandi Maxwell can pick up off of. Because they brought the drama. Like, Malaysia, Brandi DJ Duffy, and Brandi.
But it's like, do we need a new generation bully? Like,
not necessarily thinking of it like
Tammy
that.
Somebody feeling
Tammy shoes. Like. But we need somebody that's like, we don't need CCs, we don't need Kristens.
We need
women that are going to stand up for themselves.
Mm-hmm,
and those three, Malaysia, Brandi, DJ Duffy, they all stick up for themselves.
Because when they went to that cabin, that was a mess.
Yes. So I think that I would love to bring them back.
I kind of want to see the whole show to be like revamped. I want Basketball Wives to actually be Basketball Wives and get an Aisha Curry, get a like Chris Paul's wife.
We ain't gonna take it that far. Like,
Aisha's not coming.
Right. I know, but it's like more classy. Like, we gotta have the classy wives. Like, you know what I mean? Like the classy wives and what they actually really doing out here in the world.
That's
not like
Chloe.
Yeah.
Basketball girlfriends.
So change it to an exes show, because that's kind of basically what it is.
Yeah.
And maybe get some new exes. You know, like that maybe we haven't seen before, just like we did when the show first started. We didn't know Evelyn. We didn't know Jen.
We
didn't know a lot of them.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, we didn't know anybody.
Let's do that again and get a whole fresh group of women, younger women.
Younger women, I agree.
It looks a little okay for them to be doing the nonsense.
Yeah.
But you know what? I wouldn't mind them keeping an OG around. So yeah. I wouldn't mind them keeping Jackie around.
I was going
to
say Jackie.
You know,
Jackie has to stay.
Yeah. I would say
grandma to.
Yeah. Yeah. Keep it like Granny. A Nene Leakes, but keep like an OG around. Maybe Jackie and.
It had to be Shawnee. Like, Shawnee got to, you know, make an appearance every Jackie. Now and
she's the commissioner, so she wouldn't
know. Or I wouldn't mind another season of Evelyn.
I wouldn't either, but I think Evelyn is in a better place, and I think that she should just
bow out
and venture other things and go a different direction.
Who would be an OG with Jackie, though?
Just Jackie.
Just Jackie.
Bring
and
back,
Shawnee every now and then.
Bring back Laura Govan and Gloria because they got come some on. Stuff yes. going yes. on that needs to be them. On television.
The fact yes. that Mark, Matt Barnes drove almost 100 miles, remember when
to
he found
that,
out?
To get the kids.
Yes.
No, no oh, about to get, her messing with Derek Fisher. Yes.
Oh, you knew what
and
just happened.
Fighting. Look, oh yeah.
She
yeah.
got charges against her.
Yes. Oh, I know.
She and was trying to run him over.
Got her kids taken away.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I know that part.
They definitely need to come back.
Yeah, they need
to. See, that's what I'm saying. That could be like some real Basketball Wives because she's married to like, she was married to an NBA player. Now she remarried to one. Like, I don't know.
And then Laura got, oh my God, so much drama going on.
What's his name?
Gilbert. Yeah, like, Gilbert, they oh stay going at it. So they have that's their true. Drama. Then you got DJ Duffy, Malaysia, and Brandy, Jackie and Shawnee.
Because I can see Brandy and Gloria. Like, you need to be worried about why you can't have your kids. Yeah.
And, and neither one of them back down.
No.
Because Gloria was about that life.
She was. Yeah.
So
she
that would was. Be interesting. And then you see, Laura, don't talk to my sister like that. And then DJ Duffy, like, you want it?
Like, and just be like, oh. But... Ooh, no, that, I don't know. I was gonna say Laura will come through, you know, step in for her sister, but you know they have their
they got their beef. Yeah. But I think that they will still ride for each other in that scenario.
But at the end of the day, it's like how many more times do we need grown women out here embarrassing themselves? Still
I am
out here.
Every day we need it for TV. We need it for
television.
Still out Jackie here surprisingly was the best person this season. I would have to say.
Yeah.
When you get into that,
speaking of that, go ahead.
No, yeah, we just for sure need to get rid of CeCe all the way. Her and her lies that she just got caught up.
I don't even think that she was in the runnings to come back.
Cut.
No,
it's no
like,
trade.
After that lie that she just got caught up on, I mean, Byron told me to. I mean, it was just me. I wanted to text you. I mean, he was eventually going to tell me to text you.
No,
like, what?
When she said, you never told me that they were joking. CeCe's, I mean, Kristen said, girl.
Receipts.
A binder. What was that binder for?
Receipts. She had like 16 pages. Like, ooh.
Paragraph 2, line 4 says.
Verse 17. I wonder if she have Jen's receipts in there.
Okay, yeah.
She brought the book for her and Jen. This is Jen and I receipts. That was their friend. That friend, I got you.
That would have been annoying. I'm like, get Kristen out of the seat, right? Her and that binder need to go.
That would have got her season 2.
Probably.
That would
I think
have.
Kristen's going to be back.
Yeah, I think she would be back. Like, she wasn't bad.
She wasn't bad.
Can we get into Jackie really
but
quick?
CeCe gotta go.
You love Jackie.
I know. No, because we have something for her.
Yes, so we have another special segment for the reunion show. We have the MVP moment for the woman that was the MVP of this season of Basketball Wives. So...
Jackie Christie.
Yes.
No more drama like Mary J. Blige. She was trying to do the work. She went to see a counselor. She knows she was trying to really break up. Well, except for the fight moment. Well, she still was trying to kind of reconcile everybody. Mm-hmm. She only cried a couple times. Mm-hmm. So I'm proud of Jackie as well.
I think you definitely see growth within Jackie Christie.
Yeah.
And I think at a more peaceful level as well.
Oh yes.
Mm-hmm. I would still love to see her family on.
Oh yes.
Iyanla. Yeah. Like Iyanla Fix My Life.
That would be good.
Yeah, I definitely want to see that because I want to hear Doug Christie's side of the story. Mm-hmm. Where does he fall as the leader in the household? Mm-hmm. Where was he broken at? You know, why didn't he take his children's side over Jackie?
Like,
I want
to
see
like
that.
It looks like he took definitely a backseat to the whole issue. Yeah. It was like, Doug, you ain't got nothing to say.
I think that he probably took that backseat, and a lot of men do this in the household. They take the backseat to the daughters.
Okay.
They let the mother, you handle the girls, I'll handle the boys. Because I definitely see a different relationship she has with Lil Ducky.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I was going to say, especially with
Takari.
Mm-hmm. With it, that's not his daughter, so then that becomes a little bit tricky as well.
Yeah.
You know, to kind of
definitely
step
be
that
a
is
high.
A good point.
She probably
to, like,
hit him with, like, his
you ain't
view.
My daddy. Like, probably. Yeah.
For real. Like, yeah.
Let my mother would have married an NBA player. Daddy. First right. day. Hey, daddy.
Hello.
It's my dad. Like, I'm like, that's my dad.
I said, it's my dad.
Finally got a dad.
You need to be stopped.
It's my dad.
You need to be stopped.
This is my dad.
Post your Father's Day pictures, and it's December. Happy Father's Day.
Christmas cards. We doing one again this year.
Just me and my dad.
We do want to always thank everyone for tuning in. We have some people in the live chat.
Yeah,
thank you guys for staying with us the whole season, through the good, through the bad. All of the great comments, some of the not so great comments, but we appreciate you guys for viewing either way. This has been a really great season.
It's been a
really
great
let's
season.
Shout out, I'm like, we won't get into the comments because they're actually kind of long, but let's shout out Donnie, Pierre, Carolyn Ralph, Kimberly Mayfield, China Foster, Audrey O, and Tamisha Willis. thank you guys so much for tuning in with
us. Thank you guys.
Yes. Make sure you guys are back with us next season.
Yes.
For Basketball Live season 7.
It's been real.
Well, thank you guys again for checking us out. I'm El Marie. You guys can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at El Marie TV.
Thank you guys for sticking with us this season. It's been a fun and interesting ride. You also can ride with me on all of my social media accounts at I am Jay Lamar, and trust me, the ride will always be interesting.
Wow. Oh, and if you don't want to ride with him, if you want to hop in my passenger seat, you can follow me at Shell's Yvette on Twitter and on Instagram.
Y'all are
waiting. You're gonna get on her bike and scooter.
Scooter. You know her knee a little messed up.
Scooty bikes is fun. We can always have a little handlebar, a little situation. But yes, follow me on everything at @_KaylaRenee.
Yes.
Bye, guys.
Bye, y'all. Thank you for a great season.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.